A University of Louisville pancreatic surgeon sees use of a high-voltage surgical procedure as a possible game-changer when it comes to treating stage 3 pancreatic cancer and often terminal disease. U of L has enrolled its first patient in a clinical study of irreversible electroporation. Dr. Robert Martin said median survival for patients with locally advanced pancreatic cancer has been shown to go from 12 months with standard chemotherapy to 30 months with this procedure and chemo.
We're able to eradicate a cancer, but not damage, say, the superior mesenteric artery or the superior mesenteric vein, which a locally advanced cancer can invade, so that the patient can recover and then regain their baseline quality of life and have significant quality of lifetime after the surgery.
Martin said the most common environmental factors that lead to an increased risk of pancreatic cancer include smoking, obesity, lack of exercise, a history of pancreatitis, and alcohol abuse. The surgeon added those environmental factors were on the rise in the 1980s and 1990s.
We are now seeing those side effects in patients now in the early parts of 2000, because now they've had that 20 or 30 years of latency period to then develop this type of disease.
The mortality rate of pancreatic cancer is high due to the aggressive nature of the disease and the lack of early warning signs. Pancreatic cancer is projected to become the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths by 2030. I'm Stu Johnson in Lexington.